And we're back just like that. It is 31 minutes past 2 o'clock. We are in our final hour, that is of the Essential Lounge right here in your power station. And we are getting into a discussion that is with Mr. Ben, the Nutrition and Food Security Alliance of Namibia representative, who is in collaboration with the Living Earth Expo. We've been talking about this. In case you missed it, don't worry. We will continue this conversation up until the main expo takes place. For this time, good afternoon to you, Mr. Ben. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
I'm good, can't complain much. I mean, we've been talking about the Living Earth Expo so much. I think a couple of people might know about it. Some are still getting their feet wrapped around it. But since before we dive into what the expo is all about, can you tell us, I mean, what you represent and what your mission or vision or mandate is all about?
Cool. So the Nutrition and Food Security Alliance of Namibia, in brief NAFSAN, is an umbrella NGO, so we are a civil society organization, and our role is to basically have and represent members and to provide information, to provide materials, to coordinate and to advocate for positive changes around food and nutrition security in Namibia.
Mm. And how do you guys then linked in with the Living Earth Expo? Like, what's your contribution to the expo that's coming up?
Cool. So the expo's theme is healthy living, healthy food for all. And that is very much connected to the situation we face as a country, where we have high rates of malnutrition. For instance, almost 30% of children are chronically malnourished or undernourished or stunted. So that's a third of all the kids in Namibia. And stunting is really affecting not just their growth in terms of physical body, but also their intellectual growth and brain capacity.
Yeah.
And then also, of course, we don't produce enough food to really feed the whole population. I think that's also what the president highlighted repeatedly. Mm-hmm. But one of the main challenges is access to food. And that really touches on key issues of poverty, unemployment, inequalities. So this is where we try to then link the theme from the expo with the work we do. And of course, there is what's called utilization, so the type of food we eat. Mm. So you can have a lot of food, but it's not nutritious enough. So that's also something we're going to touch on and weave in into the talks and the workshops that we're doing, especially on Saturday.
All right. So you'll be having your section in terms of having those talks and the workshops. Does it mean that it's going to be free and available for anyone to come join in that workshop and the conversations you'll be having? Or should there be like a online registration probably be done just to, you know, check down the amount of people that will be part of the talk and the workshop?
Yes. So the expo has its entry fee. I think
okay.
It's $50 for the expo.
Yeah.
However, we are talking about access to food. Mm. And that's also where you need to have access to where the solutions are being discussed,
sure.
Which is the expo. Mm-hmm. So especially on Saturday, where there will be the practical part with a couple of different talks that connect the nutrition, like the diets, the stuff we eat, with also the production. The specific focus on how can we eat and how can we produce food mm-hmm. on a low budget.
Okay.
And this is the part where we actually figured out a way of how we want to, together with the organizers, want to provide free tickets for that Saturday. But also, because transport is also a key issue, transport from wherever in Windhoek you're coming from to and from the expo for that Saturday, we have some ideas on how to provide that for free.
All right.
But what you will get on the Saturday is, as I said, a couple of workshops, talks on looking at how to eat on a low budget, how to produce your own food, looking at urban gardening specifically. So we'll explore that a little bit together on the Saturday morning or during the day in the early afternoon.
All right. Now, as we are leading up towards to the expo, for those that might be interested in to, you know, learn more about that's the Nutrition and Food Security Alliance of Namibia, where can they get a hold of you, either on the website, social media, just to get a glimpse of in terms of what you provide and how they can, you know, get information from your site?
Yes, so in general, we have a website that is NAFSAN, NAFSAN.org, so it's NAFSAN.org.
Not NASFAF.
Not exactly, we are not providing student loans, although we were asked that already, mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's NAFSAN.
Yes.
.org, and we are present on Facebook, Twitter, I don't like to call it X.
Same.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. And as of tonight, you will also find the offer for those free tickets and the free transport for the first 50 people who want to apply for it. You'll find the information. But basically what we will be asking for is people's names, mm-hmm. surnames, phone number, email address for you to receive the tickets.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a short motivation, like why are you interested in learning more about eating and producing your own food on a low budget, which is the theme for this Saturday between 9 o'clock in the mornings and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Mm. So that motivation, you can either write it down or you can leave a short video message. And one of our colleagues, Bromilda, she is available. I can give her number also as part of our conversation. So mm-hmm. as of today, people can start WhatsApping, texting yeah. Her with that motivation and the details.
Yeah.
So this is what would qualify for up to 50 individuals mm-hmm. to get a free ticket for the Saturday and to get your transport, the taxi money refunded to and from the expo from wherever in Windhoek you are.
All right. I mean, there's, you know, the country that we live in, we know that sometimes it can be, you know, full of drought sometimes, depending on the climate. I'd like to find out, is there any advice you have for anyone to sustain themselves throughout all seasons? Because sometimes, yes, a rainy season comes, then obviously farmers, they do get a good grass or maybe their crops grow very well. But then you've got this dry season as well. How do we then navigate throughout those seasons?
Yeah, that's quite challenging. And the thing, for instance, especially about backyard gardens, mm-hmm. it's difficult or impossible to fully sustain yourself from your backyard garden,
yeah.
but you can complement what you eat, like you can complement your daily intake of food.
Yes, because you're going to have the tomatoes, you know, the peppers.
Yeah, exactly. And you can also use what's called the grey water.
Mm-hmm.
So it's water that has been used already. You can use it a second time. And that should, but that only counts for certain plants. For mm-hmm. instance, the tomatoes, green peppers, the
yes.
stuff that hangs on the air, but you mm-hmm. can't use that for, I think it's called tubers.
Yes.
I'm also not the agriculture specialist.
Okay.
But the stuff that grows under the earth, you can't use grey water for
okay.
that. Yeah, so you can reuse, recycle the water, and even the city of Windhoek, I think although it's legally maybe not allowed to harvest rainwater, I think the city also has recognized the need for more backyard gardens.
Mm.
So they definitely allow for water harvesting to happen.
Mm. Mm. All right. Finally, from my side, we did check on the importance of, you know, producing your own food, eating healthy as well. And I think you mentioned eating within your budget as well. Can you maybe let us know, are you going to be having that discussion throughout the entire expo, or is there only a specific date that you've set out so that people don't miss out on this important discussion?
Well, so we will be present on the Saturday.
Only on the Saturday?
Only on the
Saturday. Okay, and that
I mean, we will be present throughout on Friday and Saturday, but
yeah.
the workshop parts.
And what time would that be?
That will be in the late morning.
Okay.
So we will come in around 10:30 with the first talks around a realistic path to healthy eating.
Mm-hmm.
That's a colleague of mine, a nutritionist, Liz, who will talk about a healthy diet on an affordable budget.
Yeah.
And then we will jump into a workshop that focuses on healthy eating.
How important is healthy eating, though? Because, I mean,
well,
knowing myself, I chunk down anything and everything when I see it, when I crave for it. But I think since you're speaking about, you know, healthy eating as well, how important it is so that the young one doesn't make a mistake, because I know a few people that currently have, you know, some stuff.
It depends on what you want to do in life. I mean,
okay.
if you really want to grow into your potential and if you want to live healthy and not spend money on doctors and all of that, or end up in hospital too early, or be on a dialysis or you know, on diabetes meds
yeah.
or so forth, then that's a motivation.
That's a motivation.
And
okay.
the key thing is really for babies and small kids
nice.
to get them grow up without sugar, for instance, in the first 2 years.
Yeah,
because
very
then
important.
Then the cravings as an adult for sugary stuff will be less. And that comes down to your budget.
There
if
you go.
Don't, if you don't want, like, just calculate how much money do you spend on sugar per month.
Yeah. All right. minutes. You did mention off air about a very important notice you'd like to share with the listener as well, I think in regards to transportation. Maybe can you share more light in regards to that?
Yes, so just to quickly summarize again. So as NAFSAN, together with the Living Earth Expo, we would like to offer for up to 50 individuals free tickets and transport refund from within Windhoek to and from the expo for this Saturday between 9 o'clock in the morning and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's the time when we would want you to be there. All you need to do is to provide your name, surname, phone number, and a brief motivation, either in writing or as a video, to our colleague Bromilda at 081-573-1624. I'll repeat it in a moment. Or check our website and social medias, www.nafsan.org, nafsan.org. Or you can also text Bromilda under 081-573-1624. And there's a final closing statement we would like to say.
Okay. Yes, please.
We are too few to be hungry. Everybody needs to have access to nutritious food and also to be able to be part of the solution towards fair, healthy, empowering, and sustainable food systems.
Sure.
Nicely said. Thank you so much for stepping into our space and just sharing more light in regards to, you know, your services that you provide and the importance of making sure that we start growing our own food and also eating within the budget. And we can't wait to actually see the discussions that will be happening at the expo. Super looking forward to that. Awesome. Thank you so much for stepping in.
Thank you so much for having us and hope you guys also make it for Saturday.
Most definitely.
Cool.
I don't know about her.
I mean, I might as well, because I'm also into healthy eating.
Yes. Please do.
All right. Well, there you have it. Let's really get back to the music before we get to say goodbye.